Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Monday, August 26th, 2019. Welcome to episode 97 of Amy Talks About Stuff. This is Meta Monday number 4. It might be my last Meta Monday this year, or it might not, depending on how I feel on the Monday of Dragon Con. I might wrap up that day again, or I might not if I'm too busy or don't think about it. Anyway, this past Saturday night / Sunday morning, when I was taking the train from Denver back to Omaha, I took advantage of the downtime to catch up on a fair amount of Dog Days of Podcasting podcasts, and I have several things I would like to reply to. First of all, to Chuck, on that Macho Marches album that you digitized. One of the tracks you mentioned was March of the Belgian Paratroopers, and when you mentioned the title, I went, hey, I recognize that title. And then the music started playing in the background, and I went, oh yeah, that's why I recognize that title. That is one of the ones I played in concert band when I was in high school. So I knew that one, and I was humming along with it. That was kind of fun. To reply to the episode where you and Craig were talking about The Wall and the Dark Side of the Moon Wizard of Oz thing, fans have actually made DVDs that take out the existing soundtrack from Wizard of Oz and put in Dark Side of the Moon so it's pre-synced. I've watched it. You have to sit through Dark Side of the Moon all the way through twice and a little bit. And the sync is best in the first, 30, 45 minutes of the movie, in the first repetition of the album. But it is a rather interesting effect, and one of the weirdest things you ever saw. Also, replying to one of Nutty's Nutty Bites episodes, where you talked about Peter, and I'm probably butchering it too, Peter Serafinowicz's role in The Tick, the second you mentioned his name, I went, oh my god, I know that name. He was the actor who recorded the lines, all three of them, spoken by Darth Maul in his original appearance in The Phantom Menace. All subsequent ones in all other projects were recorded by a gentleman named Sam Witwer. But Peter Serafinowicz was his first voice actor.